You are meant to feel wonderful, comfortable, blissful, and have your highest level of excitement. In these podcasts, we share practical information that may help you feel your best, like today's topic, foods for your mood. But I encourage you beyond the practical steps to have your life be a miracle. And by miracle, I mean your life be in its natural state. You are a divine, perfect, spiritual being, and that is not dependent on food or anything. It is truth. Foods can affect our brain chemistry. Malnutrition might even cause depression. Neurotransmitters are the feel-good chemicals in our brain, and the antidepressant medications often aim to fix any imbalance of these chemicals. Now, I'm not advising you at all about medication. If you feel you have any health concern, please see a health professional. I just want to comment on how foods naturally support nice levels of the feel-good chemicals in our brain. Dark green vegetables like spinach and peas are high in folate, and that substance has a key role in the production of serotonin. Potatoes are also said to raise serotonin levels. Tryptophan is an amino acid that breaks down into the important neurotransmitters serotonin and melatonin. Both help protect against stress. This is found in meats, dairy, and nuts. Foods like turkey, peanuts, almonds, and dark and raw chocolate. Chocolate also increases dopamine and endorphins. A dopamine and norepinephrine deficiency may feel like sluggishness. Such a deficiency may be helped by eating foods high in protein, like lean beef, turkey, chicken, and seafood, and eating beans, nuts, and peanut butter. Berries may heal depression. Blueberries, blackberries, cranberries, currants, strawberries, raspberries, and other berries contain excellent fiber, antioxidants, and vitamins. Organic may be more expensive, but I recommend buying organic foods when possible so that you limit toxicity. By having non-GMO foods and organic foods, your body can make sense of the foods at a molecular level, and you are keeping toxins out of your body, and you are probably supporting some respectable businesses. So pick them up at a farmer's market if you can. And remember, canned foods may become deficient in nutrients compared to fresh foods. B vitamins are important to our mental health. They help beat stress. You could get B vitamins from brown rice, bananas, tuna, and yogurt, among other foods. Omega-3 fatty acids may contribute to a well state of being, and you can get it from fish like salmon and tuna. In Japan, where fish is eaten often, over 140 pounds per year per person, they have the lowest incidence of major depression of any country, with just 0.12% of the population suffering from major depression each year. The USA, which has a much lower fish intake, had a 25 times higher rate of major depression. And I suggest you find wild fish so that it has less contaminants than might be in farm-raised fish. Also, drink lots of pure water. It'll flush toxins from your body. The so-called superfoods contain lots of minerals, and minerals make it possible for vitamins to be absorbed. Some superfoods are raw chocolate, goji berries, and wheatgrass. Now, there are many considerations when it comes to what to eat, and we're just laying out the possible effects on our brain based on my own research. Come on over to the website for more at tyrusgray.com, spelled TYRUSGRAY.com. This is the End Depression Podcast. I am Tyrus Gray, and I'm sending love and care your way.